For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindela. Here's a look at what's going on. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. It's set for 6 p.m. at Commission Chambers at Marquette City Hall on Barriga Avenue. There are a few items on the agenda, including one that we talked about specifically, the Picnic Rocks Park Safety and Shoreline Improvements discussion. It's under new business, and there's some interesting things in the works with the Picnic Rocks shoreline. Here's more with Mike Angeli.
Well, this is kind of an interesting twist. I was approached a few weeks ago by a local engineer, George Meister, who works for GEI, and he's aware of the problem. He's a lifelong resident, and he has a concept or an idea that he would like to pursue grants on the behalf of the city to engineer something that could actually be placed in the water, or something that's in the water, such as an underwater break wall or things of that nature. I'm simplifying it or whatever, but it's he wants to take a stab at engineering something that could actually change the wave patterns around that area. It's in the beginning stages. Obviously, there's a lot that would need to be done. First of all, he'd have to create something. We need permits from the Army Corps of Engineers. A lot of things would have to happen, but it's a little different than what we normally talk about, in that what we normally talk about is shoring up the beach and the shoreline.
Right, right.
And this is actually something kind of outside the box that would actually hopefully change the pattern of the water, change the pattern of the waves, just based on natural forces, and maybe solve our problem from a different angle.
It sounds like a very interesting but highly ambitious idea. I mean, this is, you know, sounds, you're talking about changing wave patterns and everything like that, but he is willing to look into this and find out more for the city then.
Yep, he wants to take it on all on his own. You know, of course, he needs our name, the city's name, sure, to apply for certain grants. But, you know, it's something different, it's fresh, it's a unique idea, and I think it's worth taking a shot at. Yeah.
So what would it mean for some of the efforts that you're doing now as you're kind of, I guess, restoring that park as best as you can right now? If this starts to move forward, does that change some of those plans, or do you keep moving forward with getting that park more back up and running?
Well, I think it could change those plans a little bit, because obviously one of our big challenges is the securing of that shoreline. Mm-hmm. In other words, putting in rocks or some other type of foundation that would prevent the shoreline from being washed away by the big waves or the lateral currents that occur there. By doing whatever George thinks he needs to do, could change that. Those waves altogether,
right,
might allow us to put in a different kind of shoreline, might allow us to extend the parking lot, might allow us to do some different things that we might not otherwise be able to do.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. Tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission is at 6 p.m. at Commission Chambers at Marquette City Hall on Barriga Avenue. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindela.